Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. They have done so seasons 2, 3, 4, and very deep now into season 5. Thank you to Hooters. If you are in the Tampa Bay area, you have 11 original Hooters brand locations from which to choose. Also, because Hooters was not hosting draft parties this year, Sean Sullivan, general manager at Bill Curry Ford, podcast league owner, jumped in to save a podcast league, and we drafted on the showroom floor after the closing of the dealership on a Sunday late afternoon at Bill Curry Ford that has been serving generations of Ford owners in the Tampa Bay area and not far from where we normally would draft at the original Hooters brand location, which is on Hillsborough Avenue, north of Raymond James Stadium. Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry, just north of Raymond James Stadium. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. And of course, thank you to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I want to get right to it. I'm trying to crank this out before kickoff of the Seahawks-Cardinals game, knowing it will not be posted until Friday, so I can enjoy the game. Hope you have a piece of the action in this game. There are a lot of valuable fantasy players on the field on Thursday night to start week 11 of fantasy football between the Cardinals and the Seahawks. The week 11 keyword for emails to me is touchback. Please include the word touchback in the subject line of your email or somewhere early in the base/content of your email to let me know you are an active podcast listener. And as a result of you putting touchback in one of those spots and emailing me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, I will return your email and offer you a second opinion on anything you need for week 11. 3 weeks left in the fantasy football regular season for most of you, and thank you for listening to my latest testimony about how week 10 was the referendum for those of you still playing mandatory tight end start leagues to get rid of them or get rid of your commissioner come 2021. It's been long enough. I'm not putting up with you doing it anymore. So I just want to go game by game for Sunday and all the way through to the Monday night game between the Rams and the Buccaneers with one thought on each of those games. Just one thought on each of those games. I'm challenging myself not to bounce all over the place. Trying to give you a more concise podcast, and I just want to watch the game. So here we go. Eagles and Browns. Kareem Hunt. Any problem with his production based on the return of Nick Chubb? Was there any problem with Kareem Hunt absorbing the number one role when Nick Chubb was out? Hunt has proven to be an extremely valuable performer in fantasy leagues this year, and I'm sure many of you drafted him likely to be you probably drafted him to be a flex play at best, or maybe a fill-in RB2. It has worked out very well for you. I tried to trade for him in one of my leagues last week. The person who listens to this podcast, who owned him, would not make the deal unless I dealt either DeAndre Hopkins or Keenan Allen. I am not doing that. So instead, he made a similar deal with another owner in my same league who I'm playing golf with tomorrow, and my goal is to get Kareem Hunt away from him. Falcons and Saints. All right, what's the trickle effect now on Drew Brees missing? Let's just take it a game at a time here because it could be as few as two. Feels more like 3 or 4. Worst case, done for the rest of the regular season. For Drew Brees. I'm not talking the fantasy regular season, but you'd lose him for the fantasy playoffs. I don't think the trickle effect is as drastic as it was when Dak Prescott went down for the Dallas Cowboys, considering the other issues the Cowboys had at the offensive line and how they couldn't stop anybody. Kamara, you have to keep checking status all this week. Checking Pro Football Talk today. I guess Kamara's insisting he's fine, but there are not full practices yet. Without Kamara and without Breeze, the Saints are going to have a problem. Even against a team only playing fantasy football in the Atlanta Falcons. But if Kamara is in there, you're playing him. Sean Payton will run a lot of passes or checkdowns, just as he did when Teddy Bridgewater subbed for Drew Brees last year. The danger is that Jameis Winston simply does not have the level of everything that Drew Brees has. Jameis does have the stronger arm to throw the deep ball. So it actually might mean another chance for a Tre'Quan Smith, but it's not like you're throwing him into your lineup just for that, although in a daily game, I would get that. In a game that Vegas thinks will be pretty high scoring. I see it at the Westgate at 52 as we speak. And one other trickle effect from whether it's Jameis or Taysom Hill, who also has the deep arm, how is Michael Thomas going to do? You're hoping Michael Thomas is finally going to start paying off. They need him in a game like this without Drew Brees, but can Winston or Hill consistently get Thomas the ball, even on the mid-range routes? Lions and Panthers. No Christian McCaffrey right again this week. You were rewarded as far as Mike Davis was concerned in terms of the touch count, even in a game that got away from Carolina last week. The volume is still there. And DJ Moore. Again, as we sort of evolve through the Carolina Panthers receivers, we've gone from Robbie Anderson to DJ Moore to Curtis Samuel back to DJ Moore in terms of the point production. Patriots and Texans. Texans in horrible weather in a game that was even delayed because the weather was so bad. They're very predictable now in terms of throwing the ball. They just, until David Johnson comes back, granted, the ball's in Deshaun Watson's hands, but it didn't work very well against the Cleveland Browns, and I'm not optimistic that Watson has a ceiling-type game against a New England team that is suddenly playing like they care about being a postseason contender with wins the last couple weeks, including a win against the Baltimore Ravens. Steelers and Jaguars. James Conner, under 50 yards in three straight games. What about against the Jags? This could be very telling. There seem to be some who say the Steelers, as good as they are, might start looking at other options. I mean, can they consider Benny Snell instead of James Conner? What else could they potentially put back there? But Conner has had three bad games in a row. This is a potential big spot. If you're really a solid running back, Connor just doesn't feel like a good play these days. I almost revisited a trade a week or so ago with an owner who wanted to trade him to me 6 weeks ago. I can't do it. I don't know what Connor's production is going to be going forward. Packers and Colts. I'm going to focus in here on Nyheim Hines, who has scored touchdowns. What? It's either four touchdowns. Is it four touchdowns in his last three games, or is it five? He also had 17 touches in the last game. If you're a Jonathan Taylor owner, you know things have slipped away from Taylor. They may get back to him by the time the Colts are ready to make the playoffs, but it's not helping you now. I picked up Hines this week. Not sure if I'm going to squeeze him into my lineup or not. But Hines is the hot hand and has been for 3 weeks in the Colts backfield. Bengals and Redskins. T. Higgins' production, which surpassed A.J. Green, that's been a disaster. Don't let A.J. Green take up space on your roster at this point. Has T. Higgins surpassed Tyler Boyd? It kind of feels like it's even or moving in that direction. as Higgins had another double-digit producing game. And I remember I play standardized, no PPR, no point for nothing. But T. Higgins is a guy, if you own him, it's going to be hard to keep him out of the lineup. Titans and Ravens. Ravens off the loss to New England. Mark Ingram comes back in. I just don't know right now, other than Lamar Jackson, who you even play from the Ravens. I guess Gus Edwards and Ingram and other running backs, the rookie, are rosterable. But what are you really getting out of any of the wide receivers? You've been disappointed by Mark Andrews. He hasn't been what I would call a mainstream tight end that you can play in a wide receiver tight end flex. I just don't know at this point, even though it's a good football team, but they didn't look good against New England. Dallas and Minnesota. Really got nothing for you on the Vikings, you know, that you don't know. This is the first time we're going to see Dallas in a couple of weeks. It feels like Andy Dalton is going to start. If you've been rostering Amari Cooper or you picked him up cheap within the last couple of weeks and you need a wide receiver three or a flex play, this might be a spot to play him. The line is being adjusted down from the Vikings opening at 9.5, down closer to 7. What do I see it at right now at the Westgate? 7, down from 9.5. Over under 40, down to 47.5. Just feels like Cooper might be worthwhile. It wasn't bad with Garrett Gilbert, but if you're wondering where you can play Amari Cooper, this might be a game where you can get away with it. Chiefs and Raiders. Chiefs have, and I think the Raiders for this too. This could be a game impacted by some trickle downs as it relates to COVID. We have the victory lap when the Raiders beat the Chiefs. I don't know what to make of that. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I guess, has an illness, so you need to keep checking status there as it relates to a back you would normally have in your starting lineup for sure. Dolphins and Broncos. If you went to the waiver wire this week for the young Dolphins running back, whose name escapes me right now, but if you know, you know. Yeah, you play him this week against the Denver Broncos. There's a lot of things that are trending positively for the Dolphins, and Denver doesn't appear to have a healthy Drew Lock. Jets and Chargers. Jets, you just can't play any Jets, can you? You just really can't. Although the Chargers have blown what? Going back 4 weeks, blown 16-point leads in four straight games, then lost that game on the Raiders on the call that was it or wasn't it a touchdown. Kalen Ballage, though, I grabbed him in one league. I should have grabbed him in both. And his touch count, as long as Eckler isn't playing, the offensive coaching staff and Justin Herbert, I mean, you keep playing Herbert and Allen for sure. Ballage is worth continuing to play if you played him last week or if you grabbed him on waivers in the last couple of weeks. And the Jets are a good spot for a back like Ballage. Finally, the Monday night game, Rams and Buccaneers. I actually picked up Josh Reynolds this week because I read something about Cooper Kupp as a player going to need to check status on throughout the week. From the Buccaneers standpoint, off their win where their offense consistently got better as the game went on against the Rams, showing the coaching staff's not giving up on Ronald Jones, and he did have bust off that 98-yard run sort of behind the left side of that offensive line where the Bucs moved Jensen to left guard without Ali Marpet and had one of Bruce Arians' guys from Arizona in its center. I think Jones stays in there. You know, Fournette might get his normal work in the second quarter. But I think Jones showed again, while it's something you got to monitor and you're going to have some disappointing games out of him, you know, he had a stretch of three games earlier this year where he was the leading rusher in the NFL by 60 yards around that time that Derrick Henry had to sit out a week because the Titans game got postponed due to COVID. So almost one quick thought per each game. Some I bounced around. If I didn't hit on anything you wanted me to talk about as it relates to a key player for you, whether you start or sit, remember, email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And there's a lot of statuses out there as of Thursday that I just tell you at this point, check status because I can't give you another podcast before Sunday. Remember to get your emails into me before Saturday night. Include the keyword touchback, subject line, or early in the content of your email so I know you're an active podcast listener at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next week.